So when it comes to talking about money, especially when it comes to talking about wealth transfer strategies, who you're going to give to, why, and possibly how much, a lot of people go very quickly to not wanting to talk about it because they're afraid of the family dynamic that it's going to create. Perhaps it's going to disrupt people or create distrust in the family or fights. And what we want to highlight is that actually the data suggests that the opposite is true. When you intentionally communicate about wealth, you know, the right amount of information at the right time, it can actually create family harmony and unity because everyone is anchored around the intentions for that money, the meaning of that money. So I want to encourage you as you're listening to this dialogue, instead of thinking about it, the risks of talking about your wealth transfer strategy, think of the risks of not talking about it. Because at the end of the day, what we all want is our money to have its desired impact, and communication can help us get there.
I'm Noah Thompson. Welcome to Let's Talk About Wealth. You just heard the voice of Michael Liersch, Head of Advice and Planning for Wealth and Investment Management at Wells Fargo. His team in part helps guide clients in handling their transition of wealth with openness, cohesion, and success. In this episode, we're going to talk about transferring your wealth, specifically the sometimes difficult conversations you may be reluctant to have with your family about your estate plans. Joining us now is Catherine Dean, head of the private bank's Family Dynamics practice. She has a lot of experience in ways to start and encourage that dialogue. Hello, Catherine.
Hi, nice to be here.
So, Catherine, as a specialist, help me out. What's the best way to start this segment?
Well, to begin, the biggest concern that parents have is that they think their kids will grow up to be entitled. We recently surveyed Gen Z and younger millennials and wealthy families, and they indicated the most important thing they'll inherit from their parents is actually the family's values, not the wealth. Additionally, they overwhelmingly expressed a desire to be more involved in the family finances, especially as they seek to grow their own financial acumen.
That's good to know.
Yeah, it's interesting. The rising gen would welcome these types of conversations. In our survey, we learned 84% of them want to sustain and build on their family's legacy. The younger generations give themselves very mediocre grades when it comes to overall financial literacy, and even worse grades when it comes to more complicated matters.
That's big. Sounds like Gen Z and millennials are eager to learn.
That's right. And beginning the discussion around their ideas and their values and what they want to know more about, those are great places to start the conversation.
That's not where most parents start?
No. In our experience, we've had clients who wanted to talk about their estate plan, for example, with their adult children. And I think that illustrates amazing intention, wanting to bring their kids into the inner circle, so to speak. But approaching it that way can also have unintended results. One family I remember tried to have that talk twice. They really expected kumbaya, and instead they got kaboom. Both times it failed miserably. You know, everyone on edge, arguing. The parents were perplexed, to say the least, and they came to us, the Family Dynamics Group, for some advice.
Oh, okay. What happened?
Well, what we discovered was that the adult kids were invited to a meeting, but they weren't told what the meeting was about.
Okay.
So they got nervous. They got anxious. It wasn't common for them to have family meetings like this. So they came to the meeting with really a defensive mindset. The meeting was not set up for success from the get-go.
Catherine, I have to ask, with guidance from your team, was the third time the charm?
Yes, it definitely was. You know, you have to think that creating cohesion takes planning and preparation. And that means laying the groundwork, which can sometimes mean pausing on your ultimate goal, like sharing your estate plan, until you build a new framework. That could include signaling a switch in lanes, right? Which is, this is different than what we normally do as a family. Let's acknowledge that. It can include creating a safe space where everyone can be heard, meaning this isn't my parents' meeting, it's our meeting. And it can mean collaborating to design meeting protocols, procedures, agendas, because after all, we're all human and we need time to establish new patterns to make them feel normal.
How did they go about doing that?
Great question, and that's where our team comes in. We work with families to set clear expectations up front, so there's little room for misinterpretation down the road.
Okay.
Our goal is to help create engagement and collaboration across the family. So we help co-design and facilitate these types of meetings to help keep it positive and productive for all.
That's quite a story, Catherine. I appreciate you sharing it with us.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Next up, we're being joined by Chris Pegg, Senior Director of Wealth Planning for California and Nevada, and Elizabeth Jensen, Senior Wealth Planning Strategist, both with Wells Fargo Private Bank.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Me too. Nice to be here.
I know both of you deal with the more financial and technical side of transitioning wealth, like the planning strategies and guidance you share working closely with your clients. But what's your take on the lack of communication within a family and the possible effects it can have on the wealth transition plan?
Yeah, communication is critical in these situations. Often when we see the whole family gathered together and we want to discuss what their future looks like, and it seems relatively clear, it seems like that vision is understood. Now, when the definition occurs, it's almost always led and defined by that senior generation. And of course, in that context, you get a lot of head nodding from the next generation. Everybody seems to be on board.
Okay.
But when you get the opportunity to speak to the next generation individually, you may hear a different perspective from them. You may find out that they don't define that vision in the exact same way.
Interesting.
Right. And that certainly can happen. Generally, it's also not about getting along or not getting along. You can have dramatically different circumstances when a client finally passes. For example, you might have one sibling that really has some serious liquidity needs, whereas you have another sibling that just wants investments.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people might want to plow money back into the business and some siblings don't. You really just have different people with different family units and different goals. And especially when you have assets that tie them together, it can create friction points.
Hmm. So how have you helped diffuse that potential drama within a family?
Yes. A lot of times we use a neutral professional third party to come in at the senior generation's passing and handle a lot of what is normally fraught with friction.
Yeah.
And that neutral third party's only job is to execute the document as the senior generation wrote it. So that can lead to preserving family relationships. If there's disagreements among the beneficiaries, generally they're upset with the decision-making neutral party and not each other.
Okay. Chris, I have to believe with significant wealth, there's a great deal of technical, legal, and tax issues. How does your team address those challenges in transitioning wealth?
Yes, there are a number of things that you have to consider as part of this process. But I will tell you, despite all the technical issues and the expertise that's involved, the most important thing to deal with is communication with families.
Uh-huh.
And I want to be very clear that it is almost never too early to start having conversations about these issues. You could be 10 years or more away from the actual transition of wealth, so we would have a long runway. But it gives you time to communicate with the family, put serious thought into the plan, and then you can watch the plan evolve. You can watch how the family reacts and how the family itself evolves.
That sounds helpful. Elizabeth and Chris, thanks for talking with us. The more people I talk to, the more I realize managing and transferring wealth requires lots of moving parts. There's an army of professionals, CPAs, estate planning attorneys, financial planners, fiduciary specialists, and the family's wealth advisor plays a key coordinating role. So let's talk to someone on the front lines. Joining me is Allison Gregory, a senior wealth advisor with the private bank.
Hi, Noah.
Allison, how do you coordinate all these specialists on behalf of your clients?
Well, we often have several specialists doing different and complex things all at once. If I'm not paying attention and coordinating to-dos, and keeping the plan moving forward in a coordinated manner, you can end up with an overwhelmed, unhappy client pretty quickly.
Well, you certainly don't want an unhappy client. How do you bring that distributed brain power together?
Well, we meet as a team to discuss where things are now, whether, say, the estate plan is aligned with the family's future plans, and what adjustments may need to be made to keep the plan on track.
Okay. Tell me, what else do you handle in your role?
As their primary advisor, I typically have a more intimate relationship with the client and their families that enables me to see the larger picture.
Interesting.
As a result, I anticipate potential life changes, family milestones such as marriages or births, Maybe it's the start of a new business. I know if they've got an interest in philanthropy or thoughts about selling the family business.
Huh.
Often when we're dealing with complex family decisions, I also bring in our family dynamic specialist.
Yes, we've heard quite a bit about them. Well, I can see how key your role and your highly tuned advisor antenna are in guiding your clients.
Is that my superpower?
It's super helpful to have. Thanks for sharing, Allison. Well, that's our show. I hope we've shown you the value that family dynamics can deliver in helping transition your family wealth. If you think you might benefit from engaging these specialists, please don't hesitate to ask your wealth advisor. Join us again for Let's Talk About Wealth. I'm Noah Thompson. So long.
Investment and insurance products are not insured by the FDIC or any federal government agency, are not a deposit or other obligation of, or guaranteed by, the bank or any bank affiliate, and are subject to investment risks, including possible loss of the principal amount invested. Wells Fargo Private Bank provides products and services through Wells Fargo Bank N.A. and its various affiliates and subsidiaries. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. is a bank affiliate of Wells Fargo & Company. Brokerage services are offered through Wells Fargo Advisors. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC, and Wells Fargo Advisors Financial Network, LLC, members SIPC, separate registered broker-dealers, and non-bank affiliates of Wells Fargo & Company. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., offers various advisory and fiduciary products and services, including discretionary portfolio management. Wells Fargo affiliates, including financial advisors of Wells Fargo Advisors, a separate non-bank affiliate, may be paid an ongoing or one-time referral fee in relation to clients referred to the bank. The bank is responsible for day-to-day management of the account and for providing investment advice, investment management services, and wealth management services to clients. The role of the financial advisor with respect to bank products and services is limited to referral and relationship management services. Wells Fargo & Company and its affiliates do not provide legal or tax advice. Please consult your legal and tax advisors to determine how this information may apply to your own situation. Whether any planned tax result is realized by you depends on the specific facts of your own situation at the time your tax return is filed. Copyright 2010 to 2020, Wells Fargo Bank N.A., all rights reserved. NMLSR ID 399801, Equal Housing Lender.